Jesus Christ, 50 fucking cent. Well, all right, hey, to each his own, I guess. Wait. Goddamn GarageBand just froze. God damn it.
Oh, Skype.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, got real mad at the 50 cent tangent.
Like, apparently, shit. That shit froze my garage, man. I'm waiting for that shit to pop back up because it keeps unfreezing and freezing and shit. God damn it.
Come on. One more fucking segment.
Come on, god damn it. Shit. It's like taking forever to just catch up where we left off at and shit.
Fucking nuts.
Game just started, didn't it?
Shit, I have no idea. My TV's not even on. It's my computer.
Yeah, I personally don't give a shit either.
Yeah, my team's not in it, so I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I wonder if I just press close, will it ask me to save before closing or whatever?
I don't know if it's worth the risk.
I don't think it is, neither. Because it's... Fuck, man. Why do I have a feeling I'm about to be fucked right here?
I'm trying to remain positive. Hope that's not the case.
After last week, I don't think anything's positive anymore.
You're all bullshit in my life. Sorry, man. I got to die. I'm going to lose this fucking show, man. Fuck.
Oh, my God. This shit's taking forever.
It'll stop and then move and stop again and then move. It's just going like every minute by minute while we record and shit.
It was motherfucking right.
Yeah, we flexing. Nothing makes more sense than that song, man. Nothing.
Nothing on this planet.
It's the greatest song ever introduced, man.
Times 3.
Oh, fuck them times 3. That's gonna be like an instant classic. I can see it already.
Hell fucking yeah. Should be a national anthem, yeah. That's me.
Going into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Said it was all 50 Cent's fault.
Yep. I shouldn't have said anything. Just left it alone.
I don't know what it is about rappers in this show, but... You're always fucking it up.
God damn it, 50 Cent.
I can see him now. He's probably saying, y'all don't like my movies.
What's the problem, man? You ain't no fucking movies. You ain't telling me shit. Fuck this.
Hey, you might be a good comedian actor. You was funny in those Floyd Mayweather videos. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
You damn sure ain't no dramatic actor. That's for damn sure.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know why rappers always go to the dramatic turn when they go to movies. It's like,
man, try to be action stars. We have no business being action stars.
Yeah, I get that you.
Triple X sequel.
Y'all, fuck yeah, yeah. I get that that you like you're a rapper and you portray a hardcore image and shit like that. But nigga, your drama is fucking Sesame Street drama, okay?
Thank you.
Nobody wants to fucking hear that shit.
Working great for Kid Cudi so far.
Yeah. And RZA.
That's right. Team Next great black actors right there.
Yeah. I remember at a time where it was Method Man, man. He was the next big thing, man. after Soul Plane, man, it was just perfection after that, you know?
Man. The Soul Plane, how high, man? I don't know how you didn't just take off.
How High 2 might be on
great
the way.
Films. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Red
is in the making.
Red Man said he'd love to make a second one.
I'm sure he would. He'd do shit else.
Yep. So getting domed in the head at concerts with bottles and shit.
I hate that fucking movie.
Yep. There was one part I remember liking that movie, though, is when he was watching the friend that got killed, he was, like, watching the TV. Mm-hmm. And he was watching, and on TV they had that baseball player in the cornfield. Like, what the fuck that got to do with a baseball?
That was kind of funny.
And he was talking about, like, he's like, look at this shit. Who gonna cut this damn grass? I hope they don't expect me to fucking cut this grass. Shit. And then the white chick was waving at him. She got some big ass titties, though. I cut the grass for her. I was like, I don't even know what that commercial's about. Like, what the... at this random ass nigga in a damn cornfield for some fucking reason, talking about cutting the grass. Everything else, I fucking despise that movie.
How high?
I get so high.
Ah, remember that song?
Yeah.
Can't touch this guy.
Get high on your own supply. I get so high.
That's the best part about the movie, actually.
Yeah, that's the best. It was Method Man's verse. He's spitting. But they ain't got shit on OG Macko, though.
Oh, nothing does.
Oh, and the other best part about that movie is that fine ass chick, Red Man. Oof. Oh.
Yeah, that's the one in the haunted house, right?
Yeah, that chick. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, that girl is fine.
She actually used to go to the gym when I used to live in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's time to move out there now. That's another chick that don't fucking age. Nope. She been looking like that since I was a kid. Yeah, because when How High came out, I was in 7th or 8th grade or something like that. So, shit.
2001, so.
Jesus Christ. And she just came out in a haunted house. Still looking good. So, shit. That was like my grown up crush. That girl was fucking hot.
Nice.
I had a thing for that chick like a motherfucker. That other chick was fine. Shit. Mm.
I think it was Rose McGowan in her younger days.
Oh, you said Roseanne. I was about to say, oh, okay.
Oh, my
God. I was saying, okay, equal opportunities, I see. Rose McGowan was fine, too, though.
Rose McGowan, I forgot who else it was, too. It was somebody else. Oh, Christina Aguilera in her Dirty Days.
Oh, in her Dirty Days. Yeah, everybody wanted that, though.
Oh, my God.
Remember that video she did with Redman? Let's Get Dirty.
Hell yes.
It was the best video of that time. I was like, damn.
I mean, she also did one where she was like on Brooklyn Street or something like that. She was like walking around. She's like a tight shirt on, tank top.
I think I was jerking off to it. So I don't remember it.
Black hair. I was like, oh, my God, Christina.
Teen pop girls gone bad. That was back in the day. That was back when it was good. I don't know what this shit is now.
That's right. Yeah, nah.
It's like, oh, Selena Gomez and Vanessa, and they gonna get naked in this movie. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Shit, they not even.
Like, fucking adolescents. I'm like, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. They not even sexy, though. It's like, I don't even see why.
No,
like,
they can't be. They look like they're still fresh out of middle school. Just like everybody on that. What's that girl's name? Ariana Grande?
Oh, Ariana Grande, yeah.
I'm like, she's still like, she's fucking barely freshman in high school.
I thought she was. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm like, man, like, she's a cute girl, don't get me wrong, but I'm like, damn, people just like foam at the mouth a little more. I'm like, oh, Jesus. So wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you. They cute, but the Vanessa Hudgens ones, I really don't get. I'm just like, okay, she look like any generic ass girl you can see in East LA. Shit. Shit. What's y'all infatuations with that one? Like, seriously.
Selena Gomez has that ultimate baby face. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
She seemed like, and she not even sexy. That's another thing. She ain't even sexy at all or whatever. But her thing is just like, she seemed like she's that girl that puts a hoodie on and just follows you everywhere you go and shit. You ain't really trying to fuck her, and she ain't trying to fuck you, but, you know, you just hang out with her and shit because she's just cool people to hang with or whatever and shit, and you kind of look at her like a little sister, and then you find out her age and be like, oh, she older than me. Shit.
Yeah. How can you not look at her as a little sister? Look at her, man. Like a child.
Can you imagine?
Child with breasts.
You know what would be funny is if she tried to hit on you, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'd film it and be like Cody with a 12-year-old. I wouldn't even say it's Selena Gomez. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man.
Cody putting the moves on this 12-year-old right here. Check it out, people. I don't personally. I don't even know if I would want to touch that though if it came to me.
No, I wouldn't. I would not. I would be like, yeah, no.
I would ask her straight up. I need to see some ID, and I need to see a social security card and your birth certificate.